On a wake-up call this morning, going to chat in with Mark Oliver in the Upperty Improv Society. And if you're an improv actor, of course, you're always up at like 4 in the morning improvising. So this is nothing new for Mark. He's up early with us.
I like to get up at all different hours and just see what it's like and try different things on and take them off and fold them, put them back in their spot, try new spots for them, put my socks in one drawer, change them to another drawer the other day. A lot of people keep their socks in the same drawer their whole life, Bruce. They don't know what they're missing.
Yeah, exactly. Change it up.
Yep, switch it up.
All right. Upperty Improv, you have a special event coming up on Monday.
Yeah, this is our 10th year in Brockville doing improv comedy, and we've always just had people come out and audition, and we started doing shows, but because of COVID, we're just getting back at it. A lot of people said they want to try it, and I assume when they said they wanted to try it, they wanted to commit for a long 10-week session, but no, they just wanted to actually try it, so... my co-founder and I, Kurt Juneau, decided let's just have a one-night drop-in for people that actually literally just want to try it for a couple hours, and we're going to start right at basics. So we've got it together, and we're going to do it.
All right, give us the details.
Yeah, so it's coming right up. This is Friday today, so it's going to be Monday at 6 o'clock. We're having a drop-in, and we ask you just to go to our Facebook group and let us know you're coming so we know to prepare for how many. We don't want to be overrun at the door. It is a medium-sized spot, but we can only have so much capacity. Go to our Facebook group and send us a note. But it's 6 o'clock, and we're gonna 6 to 8. We're starting right at basics, and by the end of it, you're gonna be up on your feet and making some improv comedy.
All right. So what's the basis for improv, Mark?
Well, it's agreement. So you have to agree with your scene partner on because there's no props, there's no script, there's no there's no set and there's no costumes. So everything you're doing is coming out of your mouth and your actions. So you have to agree on whatever reality is that you are creating, you're initiating, and then you agree with them and you add more information into it. That's the very basics of it.
Right. So I could say something like, Mark, I can't believe this, but I lost my shirt the other day.
Yeah. So the first thing the person would say is, yeah, I heard about that on Facebook, man. There's a guy going around and he's climbing up clotheslines and he's taking everybody's shirts.
Really? Do you think mine's in there?
Well, if it's gone, I hear this guy's got a whole trunk load of them.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, so we take it from there. So it's what you've done is you've initiated with that you have a reality that something's going on with shirts. And then I just said, yeah, I heard that too, and create more information to it. So we've created a world where there's a shirt thief and there's weirdly there's clotheslines again. Yeah. Taking it right back.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's always fun. I've been there, I've done it, and it is a lot of fun. So I encourage people to head out. I'm sure there's some people already have signed up.
We have quite a few people signed up. Yeah, a lot of people expressed interest. So we're really looking forward to it. So, and if this goes well, like we think it is, we're probably going to do it once a month, have a drop in and just see who wants to try it out, because I'm sure that after people try it, we're going to have some people go, that's not as scary as I thought it was, and it's 10 times more fun than I thought it was going to be. And that's why we do it, because it's something that excites us and it's something that makes us laugh. And there's a little bit of a community that we've got now, the people that have done it, that have become friends outside of the improv group too.
Absolutely. Mark, good luck on Monday.
Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Mark Oliver from the Upperty Improv Society on our wake-up call.